The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, 266 drivers were caught by Gardaí using a mobile phone during a 24-hour national day of action, which ended yesterday morning. Now, in a moment, we'll speak to Ger Herbert, motoring editor for the Sunday Independent. But first, we're going to listen to Gardaí carrying out an interception of a motorist on the N4 using their mobile phone. And the Gardaí were in their unmarked spy truck, which is able to look down into cars before a Garda car travelling behind pulls the offending driver in.
Slow down there. 106 to 210.
Go ahead.
I have a Hyundai Tucson here, greyish, bluish colour. Driver on her phone, texting on her lap there. Kind of like a blue colour phone cover.
Ah, Roger, we see it there on your left.
She's following her GPS.
And she's in her right hand there.
Roger that, we'll go for an intercept.
Good morning, how are we? Excellent, do you know why you're being stopped? Okay, are you doing anything that you wouldn't be doing during your driving test? Put it that way. Okay, the phone in the hand on the N4?
Yeah.
No, but we're not meant to hold the phone. We wouldn't do it during our driving test. You're actually weaving across lanes there, and took you quite a while to even react to the Garda car behind you. Do you have a driver's license? The bad news is you'll be issued with a fixed charge penalty notice for using a mobile phone while driving. So that's 3 penalty points and €120 of a fine.
High drama on the N4. Ger Herbert, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we were all shown this Garda truck last year, and we were all kind of wondering, would it be effective? Well, 266 detections in just one day is pretty impressive.
Yeah, actually, that's a fourfold increase on the daily average of motorists. 60 motorists were detected during 2024. So either that's improved methods or actually there's more people using their mobile phone. One way or another, it's quite concerning. But yes, it does. Obviously, that elevated position, people don't expect it. And, you know, they can see an awful lot more than your average car. So, yeah, it seems to be working.
Now, the whole question of the legality of all of this has not yet been tested in the courts. There's no doubt going to be some smart solicitor who's going into the district court and say, hang on a second.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's challenges every day to penalty points, and drink driving is one of the particularly contentious ones. So, no, it hasn't happened yet. But as you say, Pat, it's bound to happen as to how legal this is.
Now, talk to me about the methodology here, because there are at least two Garda vehicles involved. There's this spy truck, as I call it, and then there has to be a trailing car.
Yeah, so basically within the truck itself, there's two guards. So one is watching. So how it originally did was one was watching out and one is obviously driving. The one who's watching out is the one who's going to detect, you know, with this higher vantage point, whether or not people are using their phones. And they can obviously see an awful lot more into the cars and into vans, because it's a big issue with van use, which van drivers as well. So they can see. So they're accompanied by patrols, by either a Garda patrol car or an unmarked Garda car behind, and they're the interceptor. And we could hear that on the VT that you played. So somebody does actually stop then and obviously issue the penalty or issue the offence to the, or whatever it is, the detect the offence to the driver.
Yeah, and they get a nice little lecture in the videos that the Garda have released. You know, there's one guy, he's driving a Tesla, a white Tesla. And the guard is saying to him, you know, you've got all the tech in this. It's a lovely car you have. You know, why are you using your phone? Because you've got all the tech in the car. And it's true, the Tesla would have all the tech in the car. You wouldn't need to be using a handheld mobile phone to access your sat nav or to indeed make a call.
Yeah, two things on that path that I thought was interesting was in the bit that you played was that it was actually Google Maps the person was accessing. So it wasn't actually using the phone to make a phone call, but actually Google Maps. So that's an interesting one. You'd wonder how much that's contributing to mobile phone usage. The other thing, as you say, about the technology, I mean, Ford developed their Sync system in, I think it was 2010 it came to the market. So that's 15 years ago. And that was able to actually read text messages. You could even, they had pre-programmed answers, kind of standard answers for text messages. So now if you consider consider that the average age of Irish cars, according to SIAMHE, is about 9 years old. The vast majority of cars on our road have that sort of technology. Like, there is no excuse for people holding a mobile phone. You don't have to have a Tesla to have technology in your car that can answer a mobile phone, or, you know, can at least, you know, you can use one.
Yeah, but for people who have a car that's not equipped with this kind of stuff, and they do use their phones, but, I mean, it's not just for traffic assistance in Google Maps or making a call to say, sorry, darling, I'm going to be late. It's stuff like watching Netflix, which is quite extraordinary.
I mean, there's a whole area there. I mean, there's huge amounts of research done on, and you know, the impact of mobile phone usage, as in making a phone call. But we have yet to really determine how bad these infotainment screens are. Never mind just watching Netflix, just these huge screens that are now dominating dashboards, and the amount of different, you know, things you can do, the menus you have to scroll down through, which we've discussed before in the past, to do simple tasks sometimes in the car. So, you know, the Euro NCAP has said from 2026, you have to have physical buttons for key functions now in cars in order to get a 5-star rating. So the car industry is going to have to move towards, you know, sort of much safer systems. But I mean, at the moment, you know, the infotainment systems are as distracting as you know, anything else.
Absolutely. I mean, you might simply want to change the ventilation settings, and instead of being able to twist a knob or slide a lever, you have to go into the screen and maybe go down two or three menus to get to where you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, I had a car recently where you had to go through three sets of menus in order to change the mirror, to adjust the wing mirrors. I mean, that's completely ridiculous. An interesting thing, though, Pat, in the new programme for government, there actually is a commitment to introduce new road safety cameras to automatically detect mobile phone usage along with seatbelt, non-wearing of seatbelts.
And how does that work? How do they actually detect that? I'm trying to think what camera would actually be able to see someone with a mobile phone in their lap.
Yeah, currently the cameras we have apparently cannot, they can detect somebody holding a phone, but as you say, they can't detect that. But there are cameras across Europe that can do that. They've been trialled very successfully in the UK. And actually in the Netherlands, they were the first EU country to introduce automated fines for mobile phone usage. And Pat, the fines are €420 if you're caught. So I'd say that deters people from using their phone. And that has been in existence since 2021. So this technology is available.
Some of the comments coming in: what an overuse of Garda resources. Four Gardaí and two vehicles for each operation. One guard on a bike at a busy junction could do the same job. That's according to Philip in Cork. Mobile phone use while driving should be fined at €500 and 6 points. It's as dangerous as drunk driving, and it is potentially very dangerous. I wonder, though, the people who are reported to be watching Netflix or other sites or engaging with social media, maybe trying to get a date on Tinder or something like that, it's down to, you know, crawl speeds on the M50 at 5 PM. And people are bored. Instead of listening to News Talk, they are scrolling on their phones and watching videos because they're literally crawling along at 5 or 6 km/h.
They are, but I suppose the thing about it is it doesn't really matter if you're taking your eyes off the road. I mean, you know, as a driver, the traffic can change very, very quickly, and you can travel a couple of car lengths, you know, in a couple of seconds. So, like, there's no excuse for it. There really isn't, Pat. Mm.
Now, the other thing is that the autonomous driving, which we're told is coming, and that Tesla that was stopped probably has built into it a lot of safety features that would be involved in autonomous driving. And you'd imagine that if that Tesla was about to come to harm, it would probably have stopped the vehicle, you know, the automatic systems.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't even need that. I mean, you know, since in the last 2 to 3 years, our last 2 years at least, emergency or automatic braking is in most cars. Now, it's in a lot of cars for a lot longer than that. But in terms of mandatory for new cars, and basically what that will do is it'll override the driver. So if you're a collision is imminent and the car detects that you're not responding in the correct way, so you're not applying the brakes, so you don't appear to be slowing down, it will actually automatically slow the car down. Now, even the most, you know, kind of primitive systems will do that at 30 kilometres. Some of them will do it at much higher speeds. So, you know, there's a huge amount of technology in cars at the moment that, you know, you don't have to be going for the brand new, the very high tech one to get.
Now, I'm looking at the text screen. There's one extraordinary text here. I think BMW are now charging to renew their entertainment package after 2 years, and introducing monthly charges This doesn't make sense. Cruise control, heated steering wheel, etc. Maybe it's time to go back to old manual switches to control stuff. I mean, there is the BMW connectivity package, which I think is a paid package for updating automatically sat-nav and stuff like that. But paying for cruise control, that does not seem to make sense.
No, but there was a move, certainly, in some countries towards subscription packages for these things. So when you bought a car, you could, you know, opt in for certain things. But if you didn't want them, you wouldn't have to continue. And it was sold basically on a subscription basis. Now, I don't think cruise control was part of it, but that isn't unheard of. And it's possibly how it's kind of how we will do things in the future.
A low bar start by the Guardian mobile phone spotter truck. I can spot 10 plus offenders every trip from Dublin City to Naas. It's as easy as fish in a barrel. That's from Vincent, who does live in Naas. But Colin is a bit concerned about this. He says, I listen to podcasts on YouTube while driving, but unless you have a YouTube premium account, the screen must stay lit while I am listening. So my screen is active while I'm driving, but I'm not looking at it. I'm listening to podcasts. So how does that work if I'm stopped by the Gardaí? Well, you know the line when you're explaining you're losing, Colin.
Imagine. What was it the guard said? Would you do this for your driving test, your driving test? So I think that's kind of a good rule of thumb for us all.
Every day while driving around Galway City, I encounter many drivers holding phones up to their faces, not to their ear, but to their faces. Considering all cars since 2015 have Bluetooth, there's no need to hold a phone while driving. Confiscation of the handset along with points would perhaps be a bigger deterrent. These people are deadly, and people are suggesting the fines should be higher given the potential consequences. And taking someone's mobile phone, which is going to be to replace it, €500 or €600 minimum, and perhaps over €1,000 for an iPhone, that might be effective. The Gardaí need legislative change to ensure they don't have to pull these idiots over at all. Just send out fines and points. It should be 6 points and €1,000 on the M50 is a disgrace. I saw 14 people using their phones there between two junctions at 7 a.m. today. I think you're a bit distracted counting, to be quite honest. If you're going, there's one, there's another one. You should be paying attention to your driving. The modern car has changed everyone's driving level. Everything is automated. Big distracting screens. Also, everything makes it auto. Everything makes for worse drivers. You have to go through 3 menus on the screen in my wife's car to change the heating. It's more distracting than texting. So bring back the buttons, bring back the knobs. That's your campaign, Ger.
Yeah, I think so, definitely, Pat. I mean, like, this scrolling through menus is not safe, and these infotainment systems that are now the width of the dashboard, we really need to move away from that.
Absolutely. Ger Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.